gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
You're in luck because in this hour of Auto World, we've got a very cool guest standing by. He is from Edmunds.com. He is a senior editor, and we're going to be talking about some really cool vehicles that Ed has covered in his last three articles for Edmunds.com, including a first drive of the 2013 Fiat 500e. That's the electric version of the diminutive Fiat 500. Can't wait to hear about that one. Another one that I'm very much interested to hear from Ed about is this new vehicle from Mercedes-Benz. And Ed has had a chance to drive it, the 2014 Mercedes-Benz CLA 250. The CLA 250 is a new entry-level vehicle for Mercedes, the first front-wheel drive variant from Mercedes. It will be eventually available in all-wheel as well as AMG configurations. And then left over from the 2013 Geneva show, I've been wanting to talk about this vehicle and really haven't got into the nuances of the new supercar, the new halo car from Ferrari. It's the 2014 Ferrari La Ferrari. This is the spiritual successor to the Ferrari Enzo, which I had the great honor, there's no other way to say it, of driving the Enzo very, very briefly during my tenure at Motor Trend. In 2004, we had a high-speed test of three supercars of the day. It was the Ferrari Enzo, which we had to borrow from an owner. We could not get it from the factory, from the manufacturer. We also did the Porsche Carrera GT, and we did the Ford GT supercar, and we went out to the wilds of Arizona to the Ford Proving Grounds, a five-mile oval. They call it the Bowl. And we did some high-speed testing on it. And then for the real high-speed laps, we hired Brian Herter, a very respected professional race car driver, to do the ultimate hot laps in those vehicles. So can't wait to talk to Ed about all those things and more. Along the way, we invite you to call in with questions about any of these vehicles or questions about anything in the automotive realm, new car. We'd love to help you out. 855-660-4261. That's the toll-free line from around North America, or via the email bob@boblongradio.com. And don't forget, if you're with us in a previous hour of the broadcast, in celebration of Earth Day, we're giving out wash drop samples. This is a very unique product. I became aware of it a couple of years ago. I've tested it out, and it truly is remarkable. You use just about an ounce of this solution, and you put it in one bucket of water, and you don't have to use a hose to rinse your car off. You just put the solution on your vehicle and then dry your vehicle. It does not scratch it. And it's very economical, as I say, costs you less than a dollar a car wash, and it's environmentally friendly, so that's why we're shining the spotlight on it here on this Earth Day weekend. You can actually drop that bucket of water from your dirty car onto a flower bed, and it won't do any harm. So it's a great product, and if you would like some free samples of wash drops, email me up, bob@boblongradio, bob@boblongradio.com, or you can call into Matt at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Before we bring on our very special guest from Edmunds.com, I'm going to throw out a trivia question in this hour as well, because we're supposed to be giving out trivia prizes here, and sometimes I get so excited about all the cool people that we're talking to that I forget to do so. So we'll throw out a trivia question, and whoever comes up with the answer to the trivia question is going to get a very cool prize, courtesy of the folks at the Busted Knuckle Garage. Warren Tracy and his crew there have got something very special lined up for you. And in honor of the La Ferrari from Ferrari, we're going to throw out a supercar question. I love supercars. It makes no sense whatsoever. You know, I've always dreamt of owning a supercar. Maybe someday if I'm fortunate enough to win the lottery, or if my media dreams come true, but it's highly unlikely. But, you know, I've had the chance to drive a couple of supercars at very low speeds. I did not get a chance to drive them at high speeds or for great distances, but I can lay claim to have driven them for a very short distance at a very moderate speed. But nevertheless, I love supercars. So let's go back to what is considered to be the first Ferrari supercar. What was the first Ferrari supercar? It was in the 1980s, this first Ferrari supercar, and there have been a succession of supercars. I'll have to count them up in my head. There was this car, then there was the other car, and then there was the other car, and then there was the other car. And so we're on five supercars from Ferrari since the 1980s. What was the first supercar from Ferrari in the 1980s? Kind of a difficult question. 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Joining us right now from Edmunds.com, it's my pleasure to welcome Senior Editor Ed Helwig. Ed, welcome back to Auto World. Thanks so much for being here. How are you doing today?
Hi, Bob. Doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Well, I can't wait to talk to you about this 2013 Fiat 500e hatchback that you had the opportunity to do a first drive of recently. It's interesting that earlier this week, I don't know if you caught the headlines, but Sergio Marchionne, the gentleman who runs the Chrysler Group and the Fiat side of things here in North America, came out with a rather bold statement saying that they're going to lose about $10,000 on every one of these 500Es that are going to be sold in California, and they're doing so just because they need to do research. They need to advance the cause. And what are your thoughts about Sergio's comments?
Well, I have no doubt that he's correct on that figure. You know, making what is a standard gasoline car into an electric car is no small feat. So they had to put quite a bit of engineering resources into taking the standard 500 and turning it into a fully electric car. So it's definitely expensive on the front end, but, you know, he brings up a good point, which is there's, you know, the manufacturer have to push forward really, really hard in order to get to some of the CAFE requirements that are coming up for all manufacturers, and that's sort of an overall mileage requirement. And the only way they can do that is by having some either very high mileage cars or EVs that give them even more room to work under as far as CAFE goes. So they're sort of forced into it, and even if it's very expensive on the front end, maybe down the line it'll all be worth it.
I remember when I was at Motor Trend in 2004, I was their radio host, but also a writer and blogger and a streaming TV host in my latter years before I left there in 2010. But nevertheless, when we voted for the Prius as being the car of the year, you know, it was kind of a controversial choice, number one, but also all of us were under the impression that Toyota was losing a lot of money on that Prius. Now we're into the third generation of the Prius, and now there are different variants. There's the C, the small one, and the V, the kind of almost minivan-like variant. So do you think Toyota is now making money off the Prius, or do you think they're still losing money as well?
No, I think they've dipped into the profitability fairly recently, but like you said, this is the third generation of that car, so they've actually been doing the Prius for quite a long time. And you're probably right that those first generation and maybe even to the second one, they were probably definitely losing money on it and taking a very long view on it that it'll be worth it in the end, and I think they've got to that point right now.
Absolutely. When we come back, we're going to get into it. The 500e Fiat with Ed Helwig from Edmunds.com. This is Auto World.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now. www.autogeek.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Long, considered by most to be North America's number one automotive radio personality. And whenever I pulled the Auto World radio show over for commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an events calendar featuring nationwide cruise-ins, swap meets, and shows, individual members' ride photos, a huge automotive search engine, contests, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and much more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. 855-660-4261. That's a toll-free line. Ed Helwick's going to tell us all about his first drive in the Fiat 500e. But first, a trivia question winner, perhaps. Let's go to Don, listening on News Talk 1540 KXEL in Iowa. Don, thanks for calling in. How are you doing?
I'm good today. How about yourself?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much. Kind of getting my second wind here in the second hour of the broadcast. So excited to be talking to Ed and excited to be talking to you. I just counted up. There have been five Ferrari, quote, supercars, if you can include this new one called the LaFerrari. But what was the first one, Don? Any idea?
I believe it was the 308.
Well, it was based on the 308. Yes, it was called the 288 GTO, but it was based on the 308, which later became the 328. And, of course, it was quite of a high-performance vehicle with twin turbos and everything else and plastic windows. I remember Mick Jagger owned one, but I'm in a good mood, Don, so we're going to make you a winner because it's a hard question, and we're going to get you out some samples of the wash drops and also a prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. So congratulations. Would you ever buy an electric vehicle, Don?
You know, they would remind me too much of a forklift.
Very good. Excellent. Hang on for Matt. We'll get all your information, and we're going to need your telephone number as well for the wash drops people. Thanks so much. Ed, one of the things that is always in doing radio all these years, talking about cars, lots of folks never like the Prius and some of the Honda products, the Insight, because they look like something from outer space, and they didn't want to be driving that type of vehicle. And the article that you've got up here at Edmunds.com addresses that right off the bat, proof that electric vehicles don't have to look weird to work well.
Yeah, I think one of the best things about this Fiat 500 is, you know, they took a regular car and electrified it instead of starting out with the idea of we got to make something completely different that's electric. So, you know, not everyone, the 500's not everyone's cup of tea, but it is a unique looking small car that's, you know, got its own style. And the EV version, it really isn't much different, but they did give it a couple little things like different wheels and a new front fascia and a few minor things to give it, you know, a little bit extra, but it's still basically a small, kind of interesting looking compact car that, you know, it doesn't stand out like a Prius and scream, this is a green car. It's just a small, fun car that happens to be electric.
Absolutely. The 500 is very much a very fun car and very personalized car, and I think that they should do quite well with this. Let's talk a little bit about the electric range on the vehicle. You know, the range anxiety word has become commonplace in today's language. What kind of charge will this 500 electric variant take you?
Well, it's rated for a maximum range of, I think it's 87 miles. So certainly not a car you would want to have for anything more than, you know, the daily commute. But in the realm of, you know, electric cars that are available today, that's around the same as, say, you know, a Nissan Leaf or, you know, another, you know, some of the other electric cars in that category. So it competes in that area, and it also, if you do get the 240-volt charger, which is something you'd have to install in your house, it can completely recharge in just 4 hours, and that's quite a bit quicker than a lot of the other cars that typically take 8, 10, 12 hours to fully recharge. So you could get, you know, run it all the way down and get right back up to 87 pretty quickly.
That's great. What about the pricing? How does that shake down with the 500e?
Well, like a lot of other electric cars, the initial base price is a lot higher than you would expect. In this case, it's $32,500. But as they like to point out, there are a lot of incentives through the government that you can apply for, and it brings the price down quite a bit. And, for instance, in California, there are several different incentives that you can package together, and you could start to bring it down to more like $25,000, and even less than that, depending on where you are in the state. And in California, that's the launch market. It'll only be sold in California initially, but I think they do plan on bringing it out in other states. So you're looking at about between $23,000, $25,000, roughly.
Not too bad. And an interesting little perk here, free access to rental cars. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is a program they're doing to sort of make having an electric car as your only car a little more usable. And in fact, what they do is give you points in an enterprise account that you can use any way you want to essentially rent a car that maybe, you know, you're going on a trip or something, you're going farther than the range, or you just need something bigger. You can just go rent a truck or run an SUV for the weekend. And, you know, it basically just allows you to have that flexibility without paying out any extra money. So it actually makes a lot of sense because for most people, they only need bigger vehicles like that every once in a while. So this sort of lets you have that, and then for your everyday commute, you have the electric car.
Let's talk a little bit about how the 500E drives. Electric vehicles have got a lot of torque, which usually means they're reasonably quick right off the line. And also, you know, in some electric vehicles, there's a problem with weight distribution. But I understand in the 500E, they did a really good job of maintaining that respectable front to rear, weight distribution.
Yeah, the engineering in this car is really ingenious in the way they packaged the batteries. They put them very low in the chassis. Like you said, they kept a front-to-rear weight bias very similar to the gas car, and they really basically took all the electric motors and all the computers and all the extra equipment that go along with electric car, and they really just put it in the exact same spot as the conventional engine. So it definitely drives very much like a regular 500 in terms of its weight balance, in terms of how it turns in and how it holds on, you know, a good tight turn. It's actually pretty fun to drive, and it very much mimics the standard car, which itself is a very fun, quick little car that can, you know, zip around. Even though it's not super powerful, it can be really fun to drive just because of its small size.
It's an interesting experience driving an electric car when it comes to transmissions, because this vehicle basically just has one single gear. What does that feel like?
It's definitely different. You get a lot of instant torque, so right off the line, it pulls really hard initially, but it does definitely level off. I mean, the total horsepower on this is just over about 100 horsepower. So, you know, it's not a fast car, but it does have that instant torque, so when you're just around town, it feels faster than you would think it would be. And even when you get on the highway, it just kind of revs up to a certain point and just kind of holds that level of power until it kind of gets up to higher speeds where it starts to level off. So it's a little different because you don't feel shifting of gears, but it's a little bit like a conventional or a CVT in that matter, if you've ever driven a car like that. So it takes a little getting used to, but it's actually kind of fun.
When we come back on the other side, we'll wrap up on the 500E and then move over to the new baby Ben, the CLA250. Ed Helwig, senior editor for Edmunds.com. He's driven them both, and he's telling you all about it live here on Auto World. Don't go away.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Want to make your vehicle last longer than normal? Well, listen to this. Exato's amazing atomic metal conditioners repairs and protects worn friction parts utilizing ceramic nanotechnology in engines, transmissions, differentials, power steering pumps, and fuel pumps. Good for gas or diesel, new or used. If you want better fuel economy, better performance, smoother shifting, better steering response, and most importantly, to have your car's main parts last 2 to 4 times longer, then you need Exato. One treatment lasts for 60,000 miles. Call 888-787-9236 or visit www.xado.us. Do it right now. That's 888-787-9236 or www.xado.us.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years.
We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs. And I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Why should you be in Arizona this month?
One reason. Prepper Fest AZ. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 26th through 28th. Get free training and hands-on experience from leading preparedness experts.
Everything you need to be prepared.
Plus, longevity information. And guest speaker Dr. Joel Wallach speaks on Sunday. Don't miss Prepper Fest AZ, April 26th through 28th.
In Scottsdale, Arizona.
For schedule and flyer worth $2 off, go to PrepperFestAZ.com. That's PrepperFestAZ.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. My name is Bob Long. The telephone number 855-660-4261. Email Bob at BobLongRadio.com. Again, free wash drop samples to anybody who emails me up. Ed, we're chatting with from Edmunds.com, a really cool guy who has been with us many times before, Ed Helwig, the executive editor, all about a number of vehicles. We're beginning our conversation about the 500E, the new electric variant of the popular Fiat 500. And Ed, I get the impression from your article here that folks can check out at Edmunds.com that you really enjoyed the driving experience here with the 500E, and especially in California where they're rolling this vehicle out, where style is extraordinarily important to everybody. I think the Fiat 500's style DNA is really going to help sell this vehicle.
Absolutely. I mean, this vehicle has already done fairly well in California because that combination of style and frugal nature in terms of gasoline, so you add the EV element to it, and it makes that much more appealing for someone who's really just, you know, looking for a commuter car that they can get to work and have a little extra range. I mean, certainly if you just commute, you know, 20 or 30 miles to work, you can do that no problem. And like I said, it will charge up fairly quickly in just 4 hours if you have a higher level charger, which a lot of the workplaces around California are starting to install. So if you get to work, plug it in, it'll be fully charged when you leave. So, you know, it makes a lot of sense in that regard. And, again, the styling is not weird like a Prius or not too green. It's just sort of the typical Italian style of the Fiat. So if you like that, then this is a pretty nice little package.
Let's move up to the new entry-level Mercedes-Benz, and quite a stylish-looking vehicle. This is made its North American debut here in New York at the auto show, and the AMG variant, the CLA 45 AMG, made its world debut in New York. But you, my friend, have already been behind the wheel of the 2014 CLA 250. This is the first front-wheel drive Mercedes-Benz here in North America in its base form, but boy, it is a looker. It's kind of a baby CLS.
Yeah, that's definitely the idea that you get when you first look at it. It's got that sort of sloped roof line, so it's what they like to call a four-door coupe, but really it's just a four-door sedan with a slightly lower roof and a a little more dynamic look from the side. So it's definitely not a typical looking sedan. You do give up a little bit of space in the back seat, but it's probably for the target audience they're going for, I think they'll probably be very willing to give up a little bit of room to get something that looks like the CLA does.
Yeah, they've done a really good job with this vehicle. It's extremely aerodynamic. Lots of people would be surprised when looking at the numbers if you're an auto geek like myself, but that final drag coefficient of 0.23 is quite slippery, to say the least.
Yeah, they did a lot of work to bring down that coefficient so that, well, I mean, mainly for efficiency in terms of gas mileage, they wanted to make this car really get some pretty impressive numbers, and that just makes it, you know, one more thing that they can tout. And, you know, it, like you said, that the drag coefficient is kind of a number you typically associate with hybrid cars where they go all out for drag reduction. And this car, they did some neat little tricks with the undercarriage and some of the, you know, small things, and yet they don't really show up from the outside. You don't notice right away that it has, you know, little things that are helping that airflow over it. So it's kind of neat that they were able to get a car to get down to that level of drag, yet it doesn't really look like they tried at all.
Let's talk a little bit about this vehicle being a front-wheel drive offering, the first ever here in North America for Mercedes-Benz. You and I, being automotive journalists, I mean, I'm fortunate enough here in New England to get a press vehicle every week to evaluate. And, you know, I can tell right away if it's a front-wheel drive car, if it's a rear-wheel drive car, if it's an all-wheel drive car. But even BMW did a survey among their own owners, and it was shocking to me anyway that a lot of the 1 Series owners didn't even realize that the car was a rear-wheel drive car. So this kind of means to me that I would imagine a lot of folks aren't going to realize that this CLA is a front drive car. Does it feel to you as a professional automotive journalist as a front drive car?
Well, I definitely could tell when I drove it, and that's, you know, obviously because I drive a lot of stuff and I'm very focused on some of those technical things. But I think you're right that a lot of people who are going to buy this car probably really don't care which way or which wheels are driving the car. And if they don't live in an area where weather's a real issue, then that kind of difference isn't really going to come out as often as it does in somewhere where front-wheel drive may give you a little better traction in snow. If you live in a sunbelt state and traction's never really a problem, it's, you know, it definitely handles well enough and has the performance to where I don't think anyone's really going to mind that it's a front-wheel drive car.
Let's talk about this new steering system. They're calling it Direct Steer. Tell us about that.
This is just one of the many new steering systems that a lot of manufacturers are using in various forms. And a big part of it is electrically driven steering pump. And that's just something that it takes the hydraulic pump away from the engine so it's not taxing the engine anymore. So that, again, improves the efficiency. And initially, the systems were a little troublesome because they just didn't give you the same amount of feel as a typical hydraulic system. But they've really, I mean, a lot of manufacturers have really tuned them and gotten used to them and have gotten to the point where they can really get them to feel as good or sometimes even better than the traditional system. So, and while at the same time delivering better efficiency for the car overall. So it's really something that's come a long way in the last 5 years or so.
It's going to be priced about $5,000 less than the very popular C-Class Mercedes here in North America. But one that big difference is, of course, not only the front-wheel drive variant, but no six-cylinder engine, 1 engine, 2 liters, and it's a turbocharged inline 4-cylinder, 208 horsepower, 258 pound-feet of torque. But it's got that superb standard 7-speed dual-clutch transmission. How did this vehicle perform out there on the highways and byways?
Pretty impressive. I think you're right that the dual-clutch 7-speed transmission really makes the most of that engine. And there's a lot of cars that have been out for the last few years with similar power numbers from a four-cylinder like that. But that transmission really keeps it right where it needs to be, so it very often feels more powerful than it really is. And that's, you know, that's pretty key. I mean, making the most out of a smaller engine is really what a lot of manufacturers are going to have to do in the coming days. So, you know, it's not super powerful, but if you know how to sort of keep in the right gears and play with the system, it feels surprisingly quick for a car with only 208 horsepower.
Let's open up the cabin and take a look inside the vehicle. You've had a chance to drive it and spend time in it. I sat in it in New York and was fairly impressed with the overall materials used interior-wise. I had a few nitpicks with a couple of things that they were doing with the nav system and a few other minor items, but you know, no glaring faults there. Tell us a little bit about your thoughts about the cabin.
It's probably a little more basic than most people are used to with the Mercedes. I think you mentioned the navigation system. They use a sort of screen placed on the dash. It almost looks like an aftermarket unit. So that may surprise people a little bit. But overall, the materials, feel, and how they work is pretty nice. Probably a little bit better than most people might expect for that level of money.
Excellent. When we come back, we'll wrap up on the CLA, and then we're going to focus on the new supercar from Ferrari called the La Ferrari with Ed Helwig, senior automotive editor for Edmunds.com. You're listening to Auto World live all across
the GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Auto World Radio is brought to you in part by 21st Century Auto Insurance. Get a quote in 7 minutes or less. Visit www.21st.com. And by Empire Covers, the outdoor protection experts. Visit www.empirecovers.com. Plus, the world's leader in automotive news, information, and entertainment. The Automotive Radio Network on iTunes. Subscribe today.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
What's next?
If you're not prepared, you're not self-reliant. Join us in Texas for the Self-Reliance Expo, Friday and Saturday, April 26th and 27th. Learn self-reliance skills, including food and water storage, emergency power, beekeeping, canning, and much more. Look, feel, touch, and taste at this family-friendly event. Many guest speakers, longevity information, and Dr. Joel Wallach speaks on Saturday. Don't miss the Self-Reliance Expo, Arlington Convention Center, Arlington, Texas, April 26th and 27th. Tickets and schedule at selfrelianceexpo.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric,
Fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carding to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We're back live here with Ed Helwig, senior automotive editor for Edmunds.com, wrapping up on the Mercedes-Benz CLA. And Ed, a couple of people have emailed me up here asking about the price. This is a pretty well-equipped vehicle, and it's priced in base form below $30,000. How do you think this vehicle is going to do?
I think that's going to help them quite a bit. Like you said, it's actually pretty well equipped even in the base version. So I think most cars on the lots will probably end up being about $32,000, $33,000 with a few options. So that puts it right in line with a lot of pretty stiff competition. But I think for people who like the idea of getting a Mercedes for one, but also like the styling, and for, you know, $30,000 to $32,000, you get a pretty well equipped entry level luxury car. So that's bound to make it pretty competitive. So I think they should do fairly well in the sales race.
Absolutely. Let's turn our attention to one of the stars of the Geneva Motor Show, and certainly one of the stars of the automotive world. It's the successor to the Enzo, which was just an incredible vehicle. I had the opportunity to drive one at very normal around town suburban speeds, and I got to ride in one at close to 195 miles an hour. Also, I had an opportunity during my tenure at Motor Trend to ride in the Carrera GT from Porsche and the Ford GT supercar, all again at very ultra speeds. But Ferrari has come back with a car that has some styling reminiscent of the Enzo. This is called La Ferrari, an interesting name, number one, right off the bat. We can talk about that. But this vehicle takes hybrid technology, electric vehicle technology, and combines it with traditional internal combustion gasoline engine technology to put out an incredible amount of power, and it uses a lot of technology that's currently being utilized in Formula One. Ed, tell us all about this vehicle.
Ferrari really surprised everyone with this one in Geneva. So essentially, they were kind of trying to take their supercar to the next level, so they figured, well, we've, you know, done it horsepower-wise with our traditional V12 engines. You know, how can we build on that? And in this case, they did it with the addition of electric motor. So the just the regular engine itself, a V12, is 789 horsepower. If that wasn't enough, combined with the electric motors, it boosted all the way up to 950 horsepower. So they just sort of not only just boosted or topped a lot of their competitors, but they went well beyond that in both technological terms and just sheer power terms. They really kind of just went, you know, all out for this car.
And certainly when you look at the technology, the attention to aerodynamics on this vehicle, it does have the gullwing doors like the Enzo. But nevertheless, I know that the design was driven by aerodynamics. This is a very serious, serious vehicle for a very affluent buyer, but also somebody who's going to be demanding the best. Porsche's got their 918 Spyder, which is also going to have the same type of hybrid and internal combustion engine capability, and that's going to be a very quick car. So, and we've got McLaren with the P1. It's a great time to be in the market for a supercar. How come you and I can't be in that market, Ed?
Well, there's one big reason, and that's the price of these cars. I mean, this Ferrari is expected to be about $1.5 million when it comes to the U.S.
Wow.
And some of the other ones you mentioned are similar. The McLaren is well over $1 million. So they've kind of surpassed people's expectations with the technology and the performance, but they're doing it for a reason, and that's so they can charge these astronomical prices for these cars. And they claim to have plenty of buyers for them, so I think they're doing the right thing for themselves.
I know what you point out here in this great article that folks can check out at edmunds.com, all about the Ferrari from Geneva. Just do a search and you'll find it, 2013 Geneva Auto Show, 2014 Ferrari LaFerrari, by our guest Ed Helwig. They're only building 499 of these vehicles, and you guessed it, as you write, they are all sold. Can you believe that? And also that Ferrari had more than 700 customers that wanted one, but they had to whittle down that list. Can you believe that there are that many affluent folks out there who want this kind of machine? Well, you know, God bless them is all I can say.
Yeah, Ferrari's done probably a better job than any other manufacturer in terms of maintaining demand for their cars. And they do that with a very sort of unique program where they sort of cultivate their normal customers. And every time they come out with a new car, they go straight to the customers they already have, and they bring them to early previews, and they keep in constant contact. And these are people who always want the latest and greatest cars on the road. So when they have new cars, they have a built-in audience, and sure enough, they came out and they were very impressed with this car, and people wanted it, and already, like you said, they're sold out, and they could probably sell more if they wanted to up the production, but they are very smart about not overproducing their cars, and that allows them to maintain demand, and so each new car they come out with is out the door the minute it arrives.
Let's talk about some of the very unusual features in addition to the powertrain on this Ferrari called the LaFerrari. Number one, I think this is really cool. When you buy this car, you don't have to worry about having a power seat or anything as far as adjusting your seat, because the seat is actually built to the driver. Tell us about that, Ed.
Yeah, I mean, as part of owning this car, they essentially are going to custom make the seat for you. And part of that is just because of the way the car is packaged. They simply just didn't have enough room to make a seat with a lot of adjustments, so it was easier for them to just say, look, we'll make you a seat that fits you perfectly, and when you get in, you don't need to adjust it, and that allows us to, you know, bring every aspect of the car in a little bit tighter. And that's, you know, one of the things that in a normal car they just can't do, and they therefore have to make compromises as the packaging goes. And so this car being an ultra-high performance car that it is, they said customers, I'm sure, will have no problem with that. And sure enough, customers or potential customers looked at that and said, that sounds interesting to me, and I have no problem, so go ahead and give me the custom seat.
The LaFerrari utilizes four different kinds of carbon fiber. I didn't realize there were four different kinds of carbon fiber.
Yeah, there's, carbon fiber, when it comes to making vehicles, is, you know, a really neat thing, just because they can make so many different variations of it, and that they can change the, you know, the strength of it, and make very small changes that can really custom tailor it to the exact application, whether it's a chassis part or a suspension part or, any piece of the car can just sort of be individually tailored, and that allows them to shave weight where they can And it really, in the case of this car, it improves the rigidity compared to the previous Enzo, and certainly the weight is brought down to a point where it gives this car unbelievable performance. So with a car that costs $1.5 million, they have a lot more leeway to use any kind of carbon fiber they can get at.
It is the most powerful Ferrari of all time. This car is more powerful than a lot of the race cars that Ferrari has utilized over the years. Let's talk a little bit about the name. The name I just kind of don't get, Ed. What is the story behind the story with the name La Ferrari?
You know, I was at the introduction, and Luca Montezemolo, who's the head of Ferrari, sort of said it as, look, this is our ultimate car, and this is the greatest car we've ever produced. So for them, they just wanted to call it the Ferrari, as if this is it. This is the greatest car we can produce. So we almost don't even need to give it any other name, just other than to call it the Ferrari. So it is a little bit bizarre in that you would technically call it the La Ferrari in the Italian. So it's a little weird in that respect, but you know, as far as they are concerned, it's just called La Ferrari, and it just means the Ferrari to sort of end all Ferraris.
Until the next one comes along, what are they going to do then?
Oh, I'm sure they'll come up with some other story when they come to it, but for now they're sticking with that one.
It's certainly a remarkable piece of technology, and you've got some great videos up here, including the unveiling at the Geneva International Show, and also the official launch video, and a look inside the instrument cluster. And of course, it's got that very unique Ferrari steering wheel, which is right out of Formula One. I mean, there are settings on that wheel that you can do all kinds of tricks with. Well, Ed, as usual, it's a pleasure sharing the microphone with you. We thank you so much for your time here today and encourage everybody to check out Ed's great work at Edmunds.com. Thank you, Ed.
My pleasure.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thanks for coming along for the ride.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.